Welcome to the 149th episode of the No Nonsense Trivia Podcast. Ooh. My name is Quizmaster Lee, and who do we have moaning here on the mic but Quizmaster Mark Davis?
My name is Mark.
His name is Mark.
Davis. Ball with the ball, badang, dang, diggy, diggy, drinky, drink a boogie, to up, jump the boogie.
Aw.
Yeah, well, how are you?
I don't know why I did that.
I'm feeling good, so man. Good. No, that's all right.
We're on that cusp.
I know. That kind of that shifty shell shock.
What astrology lovers would refer to as the cusp.
The cusp of rock.
I'm a rising 149, and my moon is in the 150.
I think your moon is in the ba with the ba.
Oh, yes. And my rising is in the dang-a-dang-diggy. How are you?
I'm doing well, doing well. And
who's this fine gentleman?
I'm feeling good because we have a returning guest on the podcast, a Quizmaster.
Who's this beautiful man?
It's Dallas. Quizmaster Dallas, welcome back to the No-No.
Oh, my God.
How are you guys doing? It's been too long.
It has been too long. Very good to see you here in person.
I know.
I think we might have had like one trivia crossover since the pandemic began.
Yes.
But this is our first time hanging in a while.
Yeah, only one.
Mm-hmm.
Bad.
I know.
Not good.
It's good to see you, dude.
I know.
So, you are a quiz master. You host trivia at 1025 in downtown Fort Myers.
Oh, yes.
And that's, I don't know, once a month, the schedule right now?
Yes, the last Monday of every month at 7 to 9, 7 to 9 usually.
And it's all themed trivia, right?
Yes, only themed trivia. So we've been able to go out and do crazier things that I probably just never have time to do.
Right. Like doing some Star Wars, I think.
Yes.
I think I saw some cosplayers coming out for a Star Wars trivia over there. And then, of course, you did recently the 80s music trivia.
Mm-hmm.
You sent in the Rate My Format with the AHA. The what do you call it? The Remix Rewind or something?
I can't even remember.
Hit Rewind.
Yeah, Hit Rewind. Yeah, Hit Rewind. Mm-hmm. I just used it last week and I couldn't even remember.
And boy band trivia.
Mm-hmm.
So you wrote all those questions?
Yes, it was lots of listening to a bunch of bands I'd never heard of. Like, can you remember these guys' names? They had a Nickelodeon show, Big Time Rush.
Big Time Rush. I'm not familiar with them. Wow.
No.
Okay.
Never heard.
You got to be 10 years younger, but then you know all about them. They had 3 seasons of a Nickelodeon show, but to me, had nothing but to these people. It was just like, they knew it like that.
Right on. Okay, so you went deep for us, but you're covering all the bases.
Trying to cover
with
it
the
all.
Topics. Yeah. That's good. You did it because you want it that way, I'm assuming.
I need it that way.
And you've just been killing it on your podcast, We Do Stuff. The We Do Stuff podcast.
It's been lots of fun.
Mm-hmm. You did recently one of the more entertaining episodes that I remember is it the Last Dab?
Yes,
the Last Dab. Bit of a trivia game there too with your co-hosts Sam and Joe.
Yeah, we didn't really know how the game went, so we just kind of went at it, but it was still a lot of fun. And I was doing good for the most part. Towards the end, I kind of had to just give, and I felt bad for him.
They were in pain, especially Joe. Joe seemed like he just kept going back to it for fun.
Yeah, because he got a high from it, and I felt it too.
Yeah, it puts you in another zone.
It does,
and for sure.
He got up quick, started yelling, and
mm-hmm. And it was based on performance answering trivia questions, whether or not you had to take the dab. So we'll post a link to that in the show notes. The other thing that I've really been enjoying is a lot of your Marvel content recently.
Yes.
You did a amazing pitch for Black Panther 2. I love that. And also recently fan casting the Fantastic Four.
Yes.
Another fun episode. So check that out, listeners, the We Do Stuff podcast. In case you haven't, check that out after Dallas's last appearances here on the No-No. We're excited to have you back. Did you bring any boy band questions with you today?
I was going to, but I might switch one out for one of those, maybe. I don't know. I might do it.
We'll see. Give us an easy one, if so. We might need an easy one, because I don't recognize Big Time Rush.
I already don't remember. I was going to say, I already don't remember that band's name.
Oh, yeah. Don't worry. I'm filing it away in the Mind Palace.
Boy.
So what did you bring questions about, if you don't mind me asking?
These are some strange categories. I don't even know how I would actually... That one is, I guess, actors who also sing in bands.
Okay.
Movie. That's something with movies. Yeah.
Movies is good. Movies,
the money's the stuff they make.
They can be general.
Yeah.
Categories.
Yeah. Military operations.
Okay.
And military equipment.
Jesus, military man.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mark?
Mm-mm.
No, none.
No,
no. No.
Okay. Do I? I don't, might not even have mine written down here. Oh, here we go. Food, German language, mnemonic devices. I know you're a fan of that stuff.
Like a good mnemonic.
Yeah. Volcanoes.
Especially with Johnny.
Okay.
And what do we got here? 90s music.
I like that.
Yeah, I know you guys are both into 90s music, so of course, wanted to write one for you there. Before we get into our quiz, though, how about we go over our weekly wrap-up?
Why don't we?
On Monday, we were back on Twitch for our Monday Mega Quiz number 128. H-Bomb and Friends smashing the competition, logging a 335,173-point victory. Our second highest score ever, breaking a one-week-old record set by Pokemon fan 12332. It was nice while it lasted, Pokemon fan. Apple 30309, a.k.a. Allison from our last episode, came in second with 256,094 points, and Grantastic Glenn in third with 253,778 points. On Wednesday at Pointy Bell Brewing Company, we had 18 teams compete in our 318th pub quiz. Round one went to Team Yikes on a tiebreaker with Who Brings a Baby to a Brewery. That was them, by the way. They brought the baby to the brewery.
That's who did it.
Mm-hmm. While rounds two and three went to Hot Dot, it was Yikes who were our overall winners, ending the quiz with 114 points. Trebek's Rejects came in second place with 97 points, and Hot Dot in third overall with 94 points. In online competition, Shiba Inu Illuminati bested four other player teams, ending the quiz with 123 points. Proverbial Lightkeeper Matt coming in second with 66 points. And Ice Cream Party, also known as Quiz Daddy Tommy, in third with 43 points. Mark, how did your trivia go at Nice Guy's Pizza on Wednesday evening?
It was
I heard a new type of ranch dropped.
Oh.
A new ranch has dropped, folks.
The Ranch Accords of Nice Guy's Pizza 2021. We did have a meeting of the minds. Greg Gebhard.
Your most recent guest on Lyrics to Go.
Indeed, for the episode Girl Watcher, which I don't strongly plug my stuff, but I think it's a pretty great episode. I think it's worth checking out.
Oh, yeah.
Greg is a funny, solid, funny man. He was talking to me because they have a... If you're around here, you'd know that he has a fiery hatred of ranch dressing. Thinks it's too sweet.
He's repulsed by it.
And I am repulsed by blue cheese. I think that it is nearly tasteless ranch with chunks of mold in it, and I think it's disgusting, and I question anybody who enjoys it.
Dallas, what do you think about blue cheese and ranch?
I'm not a fan of either of them, really.
Wow.
Oh, okay.
Wow. Okay.
I'm a blue cheese man myself.
I'd rather that than a blue cheese lover, so if you want to be on a podcast, let me know. We'll throw something together.
They call me Mr. Mold.
So a couple cool things happened. He made this new ranch. He used to not put ranch on his buffalo chicken pizza, but now that he has this new ranch that he agrees is palatable, he will now make the buffalo chicken pizza with it. That made my day. Give me a ding, ding, ding. Also, Patrick Norris in town. Mike Cosden came in. We had a small Anchorite 4 reunion. You will remember the Anchorite 4 episode, possibly, of this very podcast we did a while ago.
Yes.
So they were there playing. And it was just a very busy night. A very, very full house. A very good night. The first round going to Black and White Cat with 20 points. The second round going to the team Where's Wedge with 25 points. In the third round, well, it wouldn't be a fucking night of Cinco de Mayo excitement without a tie. We had two teams at the end of the night with 42 points. A-Team and Cinco de Mustard.
You know who I'm rooting for.
Yeah, I was actually thinking of you. Cinco de Mustard was Fletcher, Kristen, I think Kristen came later on.
I knew
and Jamie Carmichael.
Yeah.
A-Team was Kalina and some friends of hers. So it was a fiery battle. The question was, what are the up and down lines on a map called What kind of latitude lines are they? The correct answer was latitude. And your homeboy Fletcher bringing it in, bringing home the bacon. Online,
he's good in a tiebreaker.
Yeah,
indeed. Online, we had Katie Willemzig playing.
Katie.
Want to Willemzig? Ah, I tried to do that, but it didn't
Alien
work
is
out.
A horror film.
Indeed. We had proverbial lightkeeper Matt with 48 points. Put the fucking lotion in the basket. Katie's team with 38 points. Shiba Inu Illuminati. 13 points.
Ooh,
and Whiskey wow. Tango, 66. So talks about the haves and the have-nots.
Yeah, interestingly, I found out that when they play both of our trivia at the same time, they mute me. I'm the muted one.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
And well, they listen to you, so.
Because you have your questions on the screen, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't. Mm. Sorry about it. But they also probably got to hear a bunch of really stupid banter between me and Patrick and Mike, and Audra Maxwell was there as well.
Fair enough, yeah. The audio on mine is not great. Trying to improve that.
We'll one see. Day at a time, one day at a time.
Mm-hmm. Congratulations to our winning teams this week. If you want to join us this week, you can do so. Yes.
Of course you do.
Tonight, Monday, May 10th, we return to Twitch at 8 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Nice didgeridoo there.
You like that?
Yep. With our Monday... give me the didgeridoo again. With Monday Mega Quiz 129, based on your topic requests. This week we're quizzing about ancient cultures, root vegetables, cool runnings, infamous YouTubers, gay rappers, The Legend of Zelda, and more. Join us for those categories and more tonight and every Monday at 8 p.m. Eastern on Twitch. This is a long thing. If you guys want, I can bring the other music back in.
Okay, yeah.
All right, we'll bring the other music back in. Thank you so much for that, though. That was very epic for our Monday mega quiz. Wednesday, May 12th, we're at Pointy Bell Brewing Company in Fort Myers, Florida. For our 319th pub quiz, we'll be asking questions based on our player category requests about The Simpsons, marine biology, tarot cards, baseball, and more. Join us for your opportunity to win some free beer and suggest categories for next week's quiz. Join us at Point E Bell on Wednesday at 7:30 p.m. Eastern, or play along on our Twitch channel. I don't know what I said, p.m. here in Cape. Pew, pew. You can play Mark's Heum's Trivia on Wednesdays, that's at Nice Guys in Cape Coral, or on Zoom, starting at 8 p.m. And please don't forget to follow No Nonsense Trivia on social media, including Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and Reddit. And join us on our Discord server to stay updated on all of our podcasts, streams, and events. Join us. A didgeri won't you? That was a didgeri won't you? It's
a didgeri you.
Wow. Dallas, before we take our break, I want to know, can I pitch you a Black Fantastic Four cast?
A Blacktastic Four?
Yeah.
I want to hear
now
it.
You tell me when I step out of line here, okay?
No.
First off, Dr. Doom.
Mm-hmm.
Also, we might need to go back about 5 to 10 years for this to really fit age-wise.
Oh, okay.
So
okay,
give me
okay.
a little credit okay, for that.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Dr. Doom, Jordan Peele.
Okay.
Jordan Peele. He's got that kind of booming voice. He can be very expressive emotionally, which would, I think, read through the mask. No pun intended on the read there.
Speaking
of read... Keegan-Michael Key. It's a reunion. He's lanky already. He's stretching.
Yes, I see where you go with this. Okay, I see where
Sue
it's
Storm.
Going.
Regina King. Great actress.
I would definitely see, I could see her as Sue Storm.
She can pull off the sternness, you know, but still.
With the brains. She's got a little sass there.
And her and Keegan-Michael Key are the exact same age. So they would fit together as kind of sweethearts.
Okay, I can see this.
Ben Grimm, Lil Rel. We keep it within the Get Out, Jordan Peele.
And the whole family.
Universe. I think, you know, he's slightly more comedic maybe than Ben Grimm, and maybe a little bit young, but I feel like if you made CG thing.
It wouldn't make that big of a difference.
Right.
Yeah. It's voice acting at that point.
Johnny Storm, Tay Zonday.
Wow. Okay.
Chocolate Flame.
Yes, he's This he's is gotten the, tall. He's gotten, yeah.
This is the most mediocre cast I've ever heard in my life. There's right, so many enough. Other better black actors to
fair
do
enough.
Black
yeah, but this for. Is mine. This is mine.
Okay. I'm going to have to come up with one at some point. Whenever you're on next, that's my next, that's the time. Maybe I'll make a all black Avengers. Black Avengers.
The Blavengers? you could just make any Avengers. This is a very comic booky version of the cast, but it's still very serious. My only only thing I don't like is Jordan Peele as Doom.
Okay,
way too short. He's short. Yeah. He's tiny.
Doom's it's gotta too be, bad. Yeah, big rip to MF Doom.
Yeah,
because how perfect Doom, would MF Doom
Daniel
be?
Daniel Dumoulin.
Would be perfect.
Mm-hmm. But it could go with like a Spaceballs kind of thing, a little Doom.
yeah, a little thing. Exactly. Yeah, maybe if it was like a more comic booky than the MCU.
Oh, you know who you should have as Doom? Tyler, the Creator.
Okay.
He's nuts. You know what I mean? I think he'd do a good...
I kind of get the guy that they have doing Lex Luthor vibe.
Keegan Michael Key as Lex Luthor would be good.
No. I meant like the guy's name? He was in. Why am I blanking on his name? He was in Adventureland.
Does he do the
guy that plays Lex Luthor?
Oh, you're talking about the guy that was in the guy that played Mark Zuckerberg.
Oh, the skinny guy.
Yeah, you know who I'm talking about.
Talk
yeah.
about yelling at a fucking stereo! Holy shit!
No. I keep wanting to say Jason Alexander. No. That's not his
name. He almost blew out my asshole with that. Holy shit. What is his name?
I'm just saying Tyler, the Creator, kind of seems like that similar villain. Like, it's like, I don't know. Like, I wouldn't picture him as Lex Luthor necessarily, but maybe it would work. Anyway, would check out. Fishburne. What's that?
Lawrence Fishburne.
Yeah, now we're talking. Jesse Eisenberg.
Thank you. Not Jason Alexander. Jesse Eisenberg.
They're both different, Jesses.
Yeah. Yep.
No, Jesse and Jason.
Both J's. Both J's. J Val names. A little bit of a stretch. Both J Val names. But that's all to say, go check out the We Do Stuff episode of the Fantastic Four recast because they're cast way better than mine anyway. I don't know. I would like to see Chocolate Flame, though. I know that's very goofy.
Chocolate Flame, I'm here for it. I'm totally here for it.
Right on. All right, let's take a little break, and when we come back, we will get into our trivia with Dallas in round one. Okay, we're back. We're joined now by Kyle Ann. Kyle Ann sitting in as all-time susser. Welcome, darling.
Surprise!
Motherfucker! Hey. That's what I thought you were going to do.
And thanks again for the special shout-out on We Do Stuff this week.
No problem.
By the way.
What a sweet
boy. That warms our heart when we're watching. You. When you're watching something and then you see your name or hear your name pop up, and then it's well wishes from your friends, always feels good.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Mark.
Just got to tell you guys, I'm cheating a little bit this week. I did get my second shot. I do now have direct 5G access. Ooh, I can download answers.
Moving on.
Get that vaccine,
I'm going to try and not do that, but I don't know. It's relatively new. It's kind of like on Heroes when people first get their powers, they can't really control it.
Right. Just make sure you keep your shoulder away from the microphone for the feedback, you know, that happens.
Of course, yes. All right, here's your first question. What popular figure was born Agnes Goncha Boyajiu.
Goncha.
What popular figure was born Agnes Goncha Boyajiu?
Boyajiu? Is that like Nigerian?
Did you say political? That's
what popular figure?
Okay. So
just Nigerian?
It sounds African, but I can't at the same time almost.
Do you need some spelling?
Spelling, at least on the last name.
Yeah.
I'll spell all three. First name, Agnese. Second name, Gonxhe. Last name, Bojaxhiu.
It's somewhere down there. I don't.
Famous figure.
I want a hint.
So this is like a celebrity. Not a fictional character.
No.
Somebody that changed their name.
Still sounds like it comes from somewhere in Africa.
Yeah.
Anyone. Well, not. Was, what was, what's her name? Blonde lady from South Africa.
Blonde lady from South Africa.
And lots of action movies.
Actress.
Yes.
Oh, Charlize Theron.
Oh, yes. Charlize,
I think that's Theron. Actually her name.
Is that her real name?
I think that's actually her name.
I don't know.
Charlize Theron is how it's.
Mm.
I don't know where she was from.
What if it's what's Nicki Minaj's real name again?
I don't know. Cardi B is Belcalis Almanzar.
Yeah.
Dope
ass name.
What if it's like Toni Morrison or Maya Angelou? I mean, Maya Angelou does not. I mean, that sounds like a real name.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of a figure.
Like, they're literary figures. That's the thing. It's like the lack of a hint that precedes figure.
I want a hint.
It could be any time frame.
As Mark says, this is one that you either know it or you don't.
Yeah.
I think. Figure. Figures within the civil rights movement.
Born in Africa.
Yeah, maybe not. I mean, maybe not born in Africa, but African parents. I mean, we're assuming it sounds maybe Nigerian to me.
Yeah. I can't think of any specifically Nigerian large figure, public figures that should.
And are we assuming this is a woman? You didn't say.
I did not.
So.
Could be a man. Could be a non-binary person.
Could be, but I can't see however it's pronounced. Agnes is a very, very.
Yeah, but there's an E on the end, so it could be like Agnese or something like that. It could. Did you look up the pronunciation?
Oh, yeah.
So it's Agnes?
Yeah, it's pretty close.
Pretty close.
Agnes, I think, is the way I pronounce
it. The E is silent?
Yeah.
I have no idea. Famous figure, the Statue of Liberty.
Right? I was thinking
was the Statue of Liberty born?
No.
No.
Yeah.
No.
That won't work.
Yeah.
Born of the minds of the founding father. No, it was French minds, I think, that bore that.
Can you just say the name one more time, Mark?
For you?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Agnes Gonja Boyajiu.
Maybe there was a decent enough mixture between the two names where it just kind of fit. Agnes Boyajiu. Could that be an Agnes?
AGB. Gator Binsberg.
Ruth Gator.
That's the Florida version. Gator Binsberg.
Gator Binsberg.
Our friend Elliot had a baby girl that they named Ruth, and put her in a little Ruth Bader Ginsburg esque outfit with a little gavel. It was very cute.
Aww.
It was fucking adorable.
It had like 400 something likes. I was like, Jesus Christ, it's a big number.
It is.
Oh yeah.
If you want to know how to get 400 plus likes.
Yeah,
there's your idea.
Now you guys need to top that.
I feel like if you did it now, though, they'd be like, we've seen this already.
Yeah,
maybe right. Like 200 likes.
You know?
I'm trying to think of like maybe an activist.
That's
like, yeah.
It's the only person I could think of.
Like
Angela Davis.
Like, what about
Billie Holiday? That doesn't sound like a real name.
I mean,
does it?
What about
no.
what's her name? Bell Hooks, the feminist, black feminist author. That was like her alias. I don't think that's her. Or like Malcolm X. And he have like
Shabazz, I think was his last name, right?
What was that last name again?
Boyajiu.
Is it Erykah Badu?
No, I like bell hooks.
It's not bell hooks.
No,
I was thinking someone like a bell hooks.
I've got no one for this whatsoever.
Yeah, I need a hint.
Well, we got to come up with some answer. Billie Holiday. I'm trying to think of like
Billie Holiday Nigerian.
No, probably so. Not.
That's why, like, it does sound Nigerian to me, though.
I have no idea. I don't know what.
But I can't think of one person. I'm sure there's other languages that are very, very similar region, but I can't think of some famous political leader for one reason or another.
Oprah Winfrey.
Let's just do it.
Why not? Got nothing else.
Yeah.
Oprah Winfrey.
Sorry, that's incorrect.
Sorry, we doubted you, Oprah.
Yeah. I hope so.
There's no X in the Nigerian alphabet.
No.
Which is interesting. It's something I never really thought of. Bell Hook's real name is Gloria Jean Watkins. Maya Angelou's real name is Marguerite Annie Johnson. You guys might have been trying to think of an Indian Albanian name.
Albanian?
Of a woman that came to be known
Shade
as Mother Teresa.
I was thinking that for a split second, but I was like, that can't be the biblical aspect of Agnes
Boyajiu.
That was such a
fleet shot. Shade is British anyway. Okay. Mother Teresa.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's kind of hard to put a qualifier on what she is without kind of giving a heavy
religious
hand.
Figure.
You can say
I
activist.
Think I use that as
pretty
a
pretty heavy handed if you say religious she's an figure, activist. I feel like.
Yeah.
You could have said activist. Yeah.
You could have
marked. But I think the letters I was kind of surprised activist. You guys didn't go Asian because they're very X's in the name. As soon as I gave that, I thought you guys were gonna chase that down.
Yeah.
But no, you guys kept on Nigeria.
Yeah, it sounded.
I don't know.
Similarities.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to say that
the last part was?
Huh? Boyajiu?
Boyajiu? I don't know. Maybe the G. Did you say Chiu with a CH?
Giu.
With a J?
With a G. Well,
oh.
I guess when I. Because I always type it out phonetically.
Mm.
That's how I.
Gotta start writing these names down. Food question.
Food.
What popular menu item was invented by Maitre D. Ignacio Anaya in the early 1940s at a restaurant called the Victory Club in Piedras Negras, Mexico? What popular menu item was invented by Maitre D. Ignacio Anaya in the early 1940s at a restaurant called the Victory Club in Piedras Negras, Mexico?
I think I know this. And I think it's a Caesar salad.
I think, what was the name?
Ignacio Anaya. Ignacio Anaya.
Because I know it was invented in Mexico. And it was invented as like, kind of like, it was back when like Americans would come to party in Mexico. And they still do, but like, you know. And they wanted
once upon a time,
yeah.
When Americans would flock to Mexico, to a town called Cabo San Lucas.
And so I could be wrong here, but I feel pretty good that it's the Caesar salad.
I'm about 80% with you on that.
I know I have no idea. So
there's something that is totally not Mexican. Yeah. I was thinking that it was like really American. Caesar salads are also very American. So it's something in those lines. So I'm 100%.
Oh shit, the bug lady's here. Guys,
hey, I have my phone on silent.
That was our producer letting us know that the bug lady's here.
Yeah, it's made because they actually would make the dressing table side. And yeah.
Well, yeah, I mean, menu item is definitely leaves a lot to the imagination.
Yeah.
If you guys both feel that good about Caesar salad, let's go with it. We'll go with ensalada de Caesar.
No, the Ensalada de Caesar was created by a Italian immigrant who operated restaurants in Mexico and the United States. Cesar Cardini, actually. His name is Cesar.
Okay.
Of course it is.
It's not named after Julius Caesar.
Okay.
The answer that I'm looking for is nachos.
Nachos.
Okay.
I know this story too.
According to Wikipedia, Anaya created nachos. His name is Ignacio, by the way. Nachos.
Mm-hmm.
Anaya created nachos when Mamie Finan, a regular customer, asked if Anaya could bring her and three other women a different snack than usual. Anaya went to the kitchen and spotted freshly fried pieces of corn tortillas. In a moment of culinary inspiration, he added melted cheese and pickled jalapeno strips. After tasting the snack, Finan asked what it was called. Anaya responded, "Well, I guess we just call them nachos special."
Yeah, so nachos is actually possessive. Mm-hmm. It's they are nachos chips. Yeah.
Right.
But he now is the they've nacho. Come to be
yeah.
nachos.
So one of these is a nacho and multiple are nachos? No.
Nope.
Nachos possessive.
They are
put nachos. An apostrophe in there.
Yeah.
You never see that.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I know. Let it be.
That's Dallas. Let you're free.
Definitely saying. All right.
Grossing over $200,000, just over $200,000 last year. What is the highest grossing domestic film 2020?
Is it Sonic?
It's not a bad guess. I know Bad Boys 3 was like the first big hit of the year. Mm-hmm. Or was it? Yeah, there was it. No, Sonic came out in 2019. I think you're asking 2020.
No, it was 2020.
Oh, you're right. You're right.
Because people were saying
that,
like,
yep, that the was last movie I saw.
That was the last movie we saw was Sonic. Yeah.
$200,000.
$206.
Oh my god, dude.
And sorry, no. $206 million.
Oh Jesus. Sorry.
Did I say thousand?
I thought so. No, okay. I'm just in my own head.
Yeah. I think it could be Sonic. There was also another movie that was released,
Bad Boys 3,
that I feel like Red Letter Media talked about, and they were like, it was the highest grossing movie last year, and they were like, is this fucking for real? And in, God, what was it? Was it World of Warcraft? That wasn't last year, was it?
No, that was 2015.
Okay. It was something like that, where it was like, seriously, this fucking movie?
Tenet.
It wasn't Tenet. Tenet bombed, technically. Well, because
Tenet also came out mostly on TV.
Yeah. Like, it was...
They tried to, like, hold off, I think, but...
It got, like, pretty good reviews, and it was generally accepted as, like, a good movie, but it just didn't do well because of COVID.
I just watched it.
Did you like it?
It's like Inception bumped up. I loved it.
I liked it, too, right? Mm-hmm. I liked it better than Inception, actually. I liked it better than Inception.
Interesting. Okay, yeah. I'll watch it then. Maybe I'll watch it tonight. I mean, Sonic the Hedgehog is a pretty good guess. It's going to get a lot of kids. It's going to get a lot of adults, in my age range. Jim Carrey, fucking BB-8.
Dude from Parks and Rec.
Well, that's who I was calling BB-8. Oh. It's
is that a Parks and Rec thing?
It's a Hollywood Handbook thing.
Oh, okay. Cool.
I was trying to think of his real name, and all I could think of was BB-8. Ben Schwartz, mm-hmm. Thank you.
He was BB-8?
No, that's what... it's a whole thing.
Okay.
Like Mark's making inside jokes in his own head. Like, with other podcast hosts that are on different podcasts.
It's the only name I could think of for him. It was my version. It was closer than... In my mind,
Mark's Parks Mind Palace guy. Is all fucked up.
Yeah.
It's got Hollywood Handbook with Ben Schwartz's BB-8.
I feel like there's a movie we're missing here that like was actually did pretty well.
Promising Young Woman.
Well, it would have to have come out between January and February, because by March every movie was shut down.
Mm.
So we're thinking
Bad Boys,
two. So Sonic. It would have to be another movie that came out earlier than Sonic.
Bad
that
Boys.
Did better. Did Bad Boys come out in January?
No. That came out during quarantine, I thought.
I don't remember when it came out.
I could be wrong, but I'm pretty sure it did.
I think Sonic is a movie that we know was definitely in the theater.
What did we watch on HBO Max last year? HBO was like, we're just throwing everything out in movies.
Wonder Woman?
Give it to me.
Wonder Woman. 1984.
And it was fucking terrible. I wanted to like it, but it was so bad.
Now, okay, I guess I might need a little clarification here. Are we going by theatrical release here?
It's yes, domestic box office.
Okay.
Domestic box office.
And I think
office.
They might have put that back into theaters.
It was in theaters. There's like another one, though. What's another one? Everybody was like, fucking going to the theater to see it, and it wasn't Tenet.
I keep wanting to say Transformers, but
what was it? There's like another one. It's like right there in my brain. My pregnancy brain. I can't think straight. There's another one that people were like, actually, it was like, this did really well. Everybody went to see it.
Mark, you saw Nobody recently, right?
I did.
That was in 2021.
It was. It was great. Okay. I enjoyed it. It was very John Wick-y.
I think it's something maybe in that vein that everyone... Joker was 2019.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was thinking that too, but 2019.
I feel like it's something like
that. That's the last movie I saw.
Like some edgelord movie.
In the theaters?
Mm-hmm, before everything.
Oh, okay.
Joker was.
Ours was Sonic. Yeah. And they played the trailer to Tenet. Before Sonic,
yeah, which
was
an insane choice,
because the trailer is just a scene from the movie where they where they gas an audience, and I'm like thinking, I'm like in an audience right now, like this is freaking me the fuck out.
Jesus Christ!
They didn't think about that. Wow,
someone should have gotten fired for that shit. Jesus,
like the score is just like, for like 5 minutes straight.
That's not cool.
Yeah.
Get down. Tell them the truth. We got to go back in time. Go forward in time. What is time? Hey, let's think about some movies that won Academy Awards.
Minari.
Yeah, that's the thing is like they weren't the big blockbusters like Judas and the Black Messiah. Yeah.
Was there a Fast and the Furious movie?
No.
Was there another movie?
Star Wars?
No. Was there another DC movie Star Wars. That wasn't the Snyder Cut?
Was there...
I feel like there was like a movie that people were seeing. And
yeah,
I remember
skipping right over.
And I remember, thinking like, I am not fucking seeing that movie. And there's, I know unless I'm forgetting it.
Did the Batman come out?
No,
I'm sticking
with
Sonic.
I want to see that actually.
Yeah, it looks pretty cool.
Let's just—I guess we could just go with Sonic. I can't think of.
Let's just go with Sonic. We're gonna say Sonic the Hedgehog.
Blue Streak.
I'm sorry that is.
You were so close,
motherfucker. Lee, you should have been a little more harder. It was Bad Boys for Life.
Oh my god!
Right there, you kept just saying.
Oh my god!
I should have pushed
Boys
it
for Life.
I almost went back and tried to push it a third time, but I was thinking, there's no way they're gonna come with me on. Mm-hmm. Would you guys have come with me on that if I pushed for?
Call
Bad
me
Boys?
Puff Daddy, because I'd come with you.
All right, okay.
I would have. Yeah, I mean, I just didn't know. I was just trying to make sure that it came out that time. I had no fucking clue. The only reason I was so heavy on Sonic is because it's the only movie I knew people had gone to see. I couldn't remember what came out in January or when.
I remember hearing that about Bad Boys, but in my head just now, I was like, there's no way it made more than Sonic. Like, Sonic was...
wider appeals.
Yeah, exactly. But
I think it was later and just not as many people were going.
Right.
Yeah. Yep.
That's right when the murmurings of the pandemic were beginning. Nothing was quite shut down yet, but it was in the news.
Technology.
Mm-hmm.
A, quote, new unit of time.
Oh, no.
Which is 1,705,600,000th of a second. For sound and video editing, called a flick, was developed by what company? A subsidiary of Facebook. A, quote, new unit of time for sound and video editing, called a flick, was developed by what company? A subsidiary of Facebook.
Do you think maybe it's TikTok? Does Facebook own TikTok?
Nope. They own Instagram.
Could it be Oculus?
They also own Spotify, right?
Nope.
Are you sure?
Yep. Facebook does not own Spotify, nor do they own TikTok. They own Instagram. Okay. And they do own Oculus. Instagram, I'm a little bit more attracted to that because there is a video editing component to Instagram. And Oculus, there's probably VR video editors in Oculus, but it's not as widespread. I would think like holding down and being like, oh, this is so precise.
Yes.
A flick, and it's like a tap and a swipe.
You can
turn.
Flick just to edit your videos how you want it to. 100%.
At first, I was thinking maybe it's a DreamWorks thing because of the movie, Pixar, A Bug's Life.
Oh,
flick.
Well, flick.
Right. But if it's owned by Facebook, that would be my guess, would be Instagram. Periscope is owned by Twitter. Snapchat is Periscope. Independently owned.
Is Periscope still a thing?
I think it is, but all of its services have been just folded into Twitter's app.
Yeah, you can't, like, go Periscope.
Right. They just took the live go technology and put it into Twitter. Yeah, let's... I think Periscope. Instagram.
Let's go with Instagram. Yeah,
that makes sense.
Sorry, you're incorrect. Dallas, you should have pushed a little bit harder. It was Oculus.
Oh, really?
Oculus is the correct answer.
Fair enough, all right.
1/705,600th of a second, a flick.
And this is a video editing term,
you said? Yes.
Interesting. I didn't know there was video editing.
Video and sound editing.
I'm thinking it's like the editing is just it creating itself so quickly. The 3D rendering, I don't know.
Maybe. I've never heard that as editing, though. Yeah, you know, that's like compiling or rendering.
I don't. That would make more sense. I've got no idea.
Flick. Man, you snooze, you lose Instagram. They should send that over. Right? You guys can use that.
Oh, I'm sure they do. I mean, I think they're trying to consider it like an industry standard, probably.
Oh. You
know? Now they want to control time?
Who doesn't?
They've taken too far. All right.
No one should.
Is it my turn?
Yes.
Yeah. German language. Friendsham, FrendSham, is a German word that describes what vicarious experience? Friendsham is a German word that describes what vicarious experience?
Man, I just watched the Berlin episode of Parts Unknown.
Took German for a half a year in high school, and I can't remember anything.
POV porn?
They did have POV porn in a Parts Unknown episode, but it was the Seattle episode, not the Berlin episode.
After watching some POV porn, it was more like Parts Known, am I right?
Uh-huh. Hey, put that on your Oculus, and you can start learning what a flick is.
Oh, yeah. Flick of the wrist.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? It all comes together. That's what she said.
That's what she said.
Friendsham.
The word vicarious is interesting because friendsham, it reminds me of like friendship, something like joining in, joyous kind of thing. Mm.
Yeah, friendsham, vicarious activity.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to think of vicarious as a...
Very specific word to
right, yeah. Exactly.
That's what was getting me.
You guys love my hint.
Yeah, no.
No?
Confusing, a little bewildering, but good.
It's not a common word, but I feel like it fits.
You feel like it fits.
Okay. I'm trying to get you to the answer here.
That's what
if we get this and I don't think vicarious fits. Fair enough. I'm gonna throw some vicarious fits.
That's fine. I welcome the feedback.
Can you read the question again, please?
Yes. Friendsham. Friendsham is a German word that describes what vicarious experience?
Do we think F-R-E-N-D means friend?
It might. German. Yeah. The German language is weird that way, where like it's weird. Like certain words are like weirdly similar to English.
Right. Like Volkswagen means like family wagon, like folks.
Yeah.
It literally sounds like friendship.
Yeah.
And it is an experience.
It might be like friend something else. Sham. Friend sham.
Sham. Shame. Bad.
Cuck. Cuckolding.
Friend turning on you.
Ooh. That actually.
Friend sham. Yeah.
That actually might be a good answer. I mean, it's a vicarious experience, I guess.
Yeah, it is a very
I mean, I guess it could be like voyeurism in any... I don't know if like we want to go like full tilt with cuckolding, but like, maybe like voyeurism.
Something along those lines. I like what you're working with there. That could very well be.
Show me what you're working with. Friendsham.
A vicarious situation you might find yourself in with a friend.
I want to live vicariously through you. Like
you're having all the fun. I'm sitting here. It literally sounds like voyeurism, really.
Yeah.
Yeah
you know, I'm trying to think other, you know, it's funny. I wonder about, I wonder if it's a German word for mukbang.
I was going to say that next.
The words don't maybe fit as well, mm-hmm. but like I know that, and I'm getting meta here, but mm-hmm. I can't help ever do it. But we were talking the other day about mukbang and about how the first time I think we were talking about it, and the first time Lee ever heard that word was was me asking a question.
Mm.
I mean, that is a vicarious, talk about vicarious, like watching someone eat.
Yes, you're
tons of food.
Being gluttonous through them.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like a smorgasbord, another German word.
Or is it something really like twitching?
Could be.
Bird watching?
Yeah, that's the name. Bird watching is twitching. a trivia question right here on this very freaking podcast.
Who knew? You love to hear it.
I wish we were better at German other than friend and friend. Like something else to work with here.
And I mean, friendship, if you're cuckolding, I would, if like friendship. Well, like that. Your okay. friend
yeah.
is mm-hmm. doing the fucking.
Like, mine, yeah. mine friend, I'm trying to think of like how you'd say my friend. And I think friend is.
Friend.
Friend.
We could be wrong. Totally wrong here, but
SHAM.
Any Germans that's listening right. are just like
friend sham, fake friend, champagne for my real like friends.
That's some kind of
real pain for my sham friends.
Facebooking.
I could be like masculine.
See now, if it's if it's Facebooking, I'll be pissed.
That's a vicarious. You're watching other people's social media content.
But you
isn't that what social media is for?
Yeah.
You fucking son of a bitch.
Why don't you just worry about coming up with a group answer first before you start
a friend glaring at me as a group vicariously.
Sham as meaning book. I'm like thinking of other like, well, see, German is a Germanic language, so we can't even really liken it to like
mm-mm.
other languages that we know. Because I was like, oh, bibliothek, like book. Yeah. These are all B things.
I was trying to, I knew a little Polish, and I was trying to think if I could think of anything that we even tie in there. Don't know enough.
You said,
Friendsham is a German word that describes what vicarious experience?
Describes?
Yeah, this makes me, it sounds like it's something internal that you like let out of.
Like sort a
of.
Feeling.
Yes, yeah. It's a feeling. That's what it sounds like.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a.
Describes the experience. It's not another name for the experience. It describes the experience.
Yeah, it's kind of like like the experience of like the thrill, like thrill of riding on a roller coaster, kind of like that. But it's something vicarious that you would experience.
The wording of this question is yeah, making my head hurt. Describes.
It'd be like this word describes like a.
It's like not another
I've
name.
I've broken him.
Yeah,
no, it's not another name caught. For it.
Like Schadenfreude is like getting you know pleasure from seeing other people in pain, that kind of a thing. So maybe Friendsham is the opposite, where it's like you get pleasure from seeing other people happy.
But is that a vicarious experience?
Yeah, because you're watching somebody be happy and you get a feeling of like, yay.
I guide others to a power I cannot possess. The friend like angle.
Empathy? I don't know.
Curious experience.
Watching your friends succeed.
The joy in watching like others succeed, something like that.
The feeling that you get when you see your friends are on the come up. I don't know, guys.
I don't know either. What should we go with?
Read it one more time.
Friendsham is a German word that describes what vicarious experience.
I'm gonna get mad, aren't
I? Know. I have a feeling that we 100% said it somewhere here. I can already feel my blood pressure
rising. I'm just gonna—he's gonna give the answer, and it's just gonna be radio silence from me.
Can I ask for one small hint?
Let's just. I think you know.
Okay, what are you thinking?
Hurts. Maybe it's just empathy.
I don't know if I call that
vicarious. The feeling you get
from
what vicarious experience? Oh, I saw so and so, and I experienced such friendship.
It could be something like
well done, Mark. That's yeah.
Wow.
We could just go with cuckolding and call it a day.
Yeah, we're gonna say cuckolding.
Go ahead. Yes.
Damn. No, you guys were barking up the right tree. In fact, Kyle, it is the opposite of Schadenfreude, wow, but in a different sense. Mark, this was inspired by a recent episode of Lyrics to Go with Greg, and he said, "Is there a word for feeling embarrassment for others?" Feeling embarrassment for others is the answer that I'm looking for.
Okay.
I was thinking friend shame.
Exactly. Dallas, almost right out of the gate, you were like, shame. And I was like, ooh, he's got it.
Yeah.
Okay.
How's your anger level, Mark?
It's not bubbling over. We're all right.
All right.
Okay.
We're okay.
All right.
You want to bring us home?
Yes. This might be a little bit crazy.
Good.
It's a
let's go crazy. Let's go nuts.
Military operation. What is the name of the infamous British deception operation that drew away the Axis forces from Sicily, allowing the Allied forces to successfully invade?
My brother would know this.
I ain't even gonna pretend to know this shit. Operation.
It shares the name with a holiday dessert.
Operation Fruitcake.
Operation Baked Alaska.
Is that a holiday treat?
Why not?
Operation Fruitcake?
Pumpkin pie. Fruitcake?
When I think of holiday desserts, I think of fruitcake. Operation.
Strawberry shortcake, 4th of July, pumpkin pie, apple pie.
Strawberry shortcake for the 4th of July? That's a thing?
Oh, yeah.
I have never heard that.
Gotta get a party going this 4th of July. I thought that was an entree. I don't even know if that's a dessert.
I was going to say, I don't even know that is a dessert that most people know. I remember making mock baked Alaska in home ec class.
What's in it?
It was like, you made two layers of cake and softly melted ice cream and put it in a cake pan and you put cake, ice cream, cake. I don't know how close that is to real baked Alaska, but it was so fucking good.
Not even slightly close.
I didn't figure it was.
That sounds like an ice cream cake. Baked Alaska is, is cake. And also actually, I don't think there's any cake in it. I think it's actually just, it's three layers of ice cream, typically chocolate, vanilla, and strawberry, like Neapolitan flavor, and they're like layered in a really pretty way, and then it's just loaded with meringue, and then it's baked, and that it's very hard to make because you need to actually like make sure that the ice cream, like the cake part, is like frozen enough so that it doesn't totally melt in the oven. And you need to make sure the oven is the right temperature so that it will like very quickly, char the
outside.
Yeah. Or I mean, there's also peaks. Exactly. Of course, there's like the other way, like just blowtorching it.
I only know it as a level 10 recipe in Maxis's The Sims series.
I mean, that is a level 10 recipe.
And you can't like Baked zoom Alaska. In too far and see what it is. It's just a bunch of pixels.
Baked so Alaska, good to know.
Soufflé. Doesn't look as tasty anymore.
Operation Barbossa. Is Barbossa? I know that's an operation, but I don't know if that's a dessert.
No, it's the British, right? So we're thinking, so this is a British
figgy pudding.
I'm thinking, yeah, like Operation Pudding or something.
Figgy pudding.
Operation bread pudding. Is that bread pudding?
Blood pudding.
That is not a dessert.
No, that's sausage.
That's sausage, yeah.
Unless you eat it after the meal.
Yeah.
Then anything's a dessert.
Anything I don't think I would ever dessert. Eat
blood
pizza! Sausage.
Pizza! Dessert. You guys are going
blood
with that.
Sausage pizza. Is really weird.
Pizza in the morning, pizza yeah. in the evening, pizza at supper.
Oh. Pumpkin pie. Operation pumpkin pie. I don't know if it is British, though. It wasn't just British, though. You said all of Allied forces, so it could be Italian.
European.
Tiramisu.
I did not say, but this is a British operation.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it would be a British thing, probably. What about Operation Knickerbocker? Isn't that like a British ice cream thing?
I don't know. I thought a Knickerbocker was like a person that the Knicks were like descended from, the New York Knicks.
But,
are they still in New York?
Thing, yeah.
Teams are always moving around. Like, yeah. Are they still in New York or did they go somewhere else?
Yeah, they're still.
The Nets are in Brooklyn. They're the New Orleans Pelicans now. Oh, okay.
All right.
I don't know why fruitcake is sticking with me, but like it is. I don't know why. I think
Operation
one of the reasons,
Fruitcake just sounds so silly.
It does.
I guess it's a deception.
No one would
thing.
Suspect.
What was that movie where that
it
was?
It doesn't have the je ne sais quoi of Operation Pumpkin Fucking Pie. Or
no,
anything.
No, I understand.
Well, I think one of the reasons yeah. I like fruitcake is because it's one word. Mm-hmm. I usually feel like it's usually like Operation.
Dot dot.
Something.
I yeah. feel like maybe this was drop. A this was a deception operation. So I feel like maybe if there's any sort of like flashy dessert with like
a dessert that disappears before your eyes.
There are there are like gimmicky desserts. Yeah. Like I'm trying to
flambois. Flambeau. Like,
flambé.
Flambé, thank you.
Flambeau is like
if you're thinking that? Of flambé desserts, you're thinking of bananas foster.
Operation Bananas Foster.
So I'm trying to think of like
cupcake.
You get monkeys.
Monkey. I can't think of anything else.
Fruitcake. We have nothing.
Okay.
We're gonna say Operation Fruitcake.
I'm sorry, that's incorrect.
That's the Jimmy Buffett operation.
We were starting to get around the area with the British foods. It's Operation Mince Meat.
Mm-hmm. Mince Meat.
Oh, I never would have gotten there.
That's a dessert?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Goes to show.
Is it like a pecan pie type thing or something like
fruit
that?
Fruit and things like that.
Oh, so we weren't too far off with the yeah. fruitcake.
Is there meat in it?
Not always, no.
Okay, well.
Interesting.
Something new every day. It sounds disgusting to me.
All right.
I don't even know what it is.
Let's take a little break, recharge our batteries. It's kind yeah. of a tough first round.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll be back.
Knock down, drag out.
We've got a no-note. I don't know if you have a miscorrection or not, Mark.
I don't.
Just one little no-note. We'll be back in just a moment. We're back, and it's time for some missed correct. No, a no note. No, 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 no,
no, no note.
This week we heard from Carly Cleary at Fabled Tattoo Studio in Jenkintown, Pennsylvania. Carly wrote, "I save no nonsense episodes to play along with customers every week to take their mind off their tattoos. Nothing but good feedback, and I have many that request an episode as soon as they walk in. So thank you." We just want to say thank you to Carly at Fabled Tattoo Studio for that. We always
that
appreciate
so cool.
hearing stories of people sharing our podcast with others. And what better way to get a tattoo than by listening to some trivia while you're doing it?
Right.
Absolutely. You especially know? Since the episode probably won't be done by the time you're done with the tattoo.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to have to
roll right
on your way
one.
Out. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
What was, yeah. it called? What was that called?
Fabled Tattoo Studio in Jenkintown, Pennsylvania.
Like yeah, that. She's representing the Pennsylvania.
And her art is awesome, too.
Yes,
Check out the
fantastic.
Instagram. If you search for her name or Fabled Tattoo Studio, that should come up. And if you'd like to write us with a missed correction, a rate my question, or even just a little no-note, you can write to us at nononsensetrivia@gmail.com or call us at 1-929-353... What am I doing here?
Circle back.
I'm getting all prepared for the 69, and you're floundering.
Keep it at the ready. Yeah. Here it comes. 1, 9, 2, 9, 3, 5, 6, 69, 6, 6. Nice.
I have to tell you, I work at a bank now, and we'll get these older people who will call to get their account balance. They'll be like, I just want my balance. Be like, okay, because they just want to talk to a human being. And I had a woman whose account balance was like a thousand something something and 69 cents, and she was like, I started reading and she's like, hold on, slow down. And I'm like, okay, I'm like $1,074.69. And she's like, okay, good. And I said, nice. And I was so happy.
If you said it or if she was going to say it. No. That's very nice.
I was glad I was able to slide in that nice. Oh, that's
nice. Reminds me of sucking dick.
Well, I remember my ex-husband used to eat my box while I was slobbering on his meat pole.
Oh, please, like men ate box back then.
Well, all maybe right. That's why she misses him so.
Mm-hmm. He was so nice.
He broke the mold.
There was a man who knew how to find the clitoris.
Mm-hmm. My nickname for him was Flick.
Because he lasted 0.7
one, yeah, 750,000 of a second. Can you imagine coming that fast?
Oh, I don't have to imagine, buddy. My wife is hot.
It's easy to get your wife pregnant when you come that fast all the time. Just like, just lay there and just give me about 2 hours and there will be enough semen in you that as soon as you stand up.
Bam, bam, bam.
Be like melted ice cream.
All right, let's move on now. I think we've explored that territory well enough for this episode. I have a question of a different type of eruption, a volcanoes question for you guys. Volcanoes.
So not cummies.
No. This is the Earth that we're talking about, the Earth's girth. Nicknamed the Lighthouse of the Mediterranean, due to thousands of years of nearly constant eruption, which of three active volcanoes in Italy shares its name with a kind of Italian turnover? Boy, we have a lot of food-related questions right in a row
Italian
here.
Italian turnovers.
I knew this.
Nicknamed the Lighthouse of the Mediterranean due to thousands of years of nearly constant eruption, which of three active volcanoes in Italy shares its name with a kind of Italian turnover?
I wish Amanda was here. Past guest Amanda.
H-bomb sister.
Yes.
The green raider.
Mm-hmm. Green to blue.
It's something ridiculous, like really, really common. Not that it is calzone, but it's something like something little like calzone, something like that, or like the name of a city, something like that.
I don't know. I don't think technically I know what a turnover is now that I'm thinking about it. Some kind of bread.
Is it Zeppoli? Is that what is it a Zeppoli?
That is as good a guess as anything I'm going to come up with. I don't know what a Zeppoli is. At all.
Zeppoli was a type of pasta? I don't know.
No, Zeppoli is a type of Italian pastry. I'm pretty sure it's just fried bread.
Oh, with the sugar on it?
Yeah, is that just a turnover, though? It's like an Italian beignet, but with... I don't think they put powdered sugar in it. They put, like, the granulated sugar on it.
It's kind of like a giant apple fritter, or kind of like a... it's a Zeppoli. Yeah, Zeppoli, yeah.
But I don't think that's the answer, because that's not a Zeppoli turnover. But that does sound like a thing, doesn't it? Mount Zeppoli.
Yeah, now that you think about it, I'm not sure exactly what it is, a turnover. I just imagine something encased in bread, kind of like
pastry. I imagine like a pastry.
Like, okay, bread maybe is not necessarily...
When I think of turnover, I think of football. Turnover on downs.
Hut.
Cannot wait for fucking football season.
Lobster claw is an Italian turnover. Hut. I'm sure. I can't think of anything.
What does the apple turnover look like?
Describe football in three words. Hut.
That's what I know of it.
Apple turnover? Jesus Christ. I had my first apple fritter the other day.
Ooh.
Your first?
You got a look on your face, though, like you might not have liked it.
No, I did. Okay. But when it comes to donuts, I've always just done donuts. A lot of the donut-adjacent things, just give me a donut.
Yeah.
I'm good.
I usually But
there
get
was an apple fritter left at work. I work now in the banking industry where people bring in stuff and leave it on the table for people to eat. I brought in donuts. And Andrew... past guest Andrew, my boss, brought in some apple fritters, eat donuts, and the donuts were gone. There was an apple fritter there. I took it on my way out, and damn, it was a tasty boy.
I love
apple fritters.
Now, do not fuck with this donut filled with cream shit with me.
I don't like those either.
I don't want jelly. It's I don't want cream. I don't want Boston cream. None of that shit. I just want a donut. Thank you very much. A little chocolate on top. Fine. Sprinkles. Okay. Cream inside of it? No thanks. No cream pie donut for Mark. He's good. No jelly in there. No thanks.
Send those my way.
Yeah, he wants the cream pie donuts. I mean, anything that we can think of besides Zeppeli?
What does the apple turnover look like?
It's similar to like
okay. Zeppeli?
I'm trying to think of like maybe I'm getting my shit mixed up in my head. I'm thinking it's like more of like a pasty, like a pastry,
like a it's a little triangle, isn't it? Is it a little triangle?
It could be, yeah. Okay. Or it could be like a puff, like a cream puff kind of, where it's like, and those are called popovers, is when they're made in actually a like a muffin tin.
Yeah. Now my mom used to make popovers when she would make pot roast back in the day. And then, like, I never saw another fucking popover in my life, basically. It was almost like this thing where it was like, she used to make them like crazy, but I never saw them outside of my mom making them.
Yeah.
And I don't know if she made, like, a bastardized version of a popover or what. But then there was a movie, and if Tim is listening, he'll remember, where I can't remember what movie it is, but it said, what the hell is this? And they go, it's a popover.
I thought a popover was something that you bought off of some guy at the fish concert in the parking lot.
That's called a poppet.
Oh, okay. My bad. My bad.
Close. Spoken like a true never been to a fish concert man.
Proudly.
Are those the things on the back of phones?
Like, oh, that was one of the best live shows I've ever seen.
This got very serious. I was making a joke. You haven't seen fish live.
How dare you?
I was on mushrooms. It was magical.
Okay. Yeah, there you go. Well, if I went there, it would take acid.
That's what it takes to make fish good.
Yeah, exactly.
They're fucking great musicians. Fuck you all.
Is this music?
Acid is to fish concerts as crossing your eyes is to those 3D posters. If you're looking
Steely Dan.
If you're looking at it normal, you're just like, what the fuck is this? And then you cross your eyes and you're like, oh shit, okay, a rowboat. Fish, you listen to it sober and you're like, okie dokie. And then you do like a hit of acid and you're like, what the fuck?
Says the guy who likes Steely Dan.
Okay, well.
Guys, let's get back.
We can get into that discussion. Yeah. Since the girl who doesn't like Steely
that's understandable.
What was the question again?
The question was nicknamed the Lighthouse of the Mediterranean due to thousands of years of nearly constant eruption. Which of three active volcanoes in Italy shares its name with a kind of Italian turnover?
Let's say Zeppeli. I don't think we have anything else.
I don't know if that's any other turnover. Italian
pastry.
Well,
what is Italian turnover? Give me Italian turnover right now. Do it right now.
The only turnovers right I can think of, or only one I could think of, is apple, and I believe it's either it is some type of puff pastry, or it's like a very flaky with like a kind of like a Danish kind of style, something like that, maybe.
What's it called?
That's a Danish could
even I have a feeling I know where Danishes are from.
Are you sure?
I'm not. No, but
me neither.
I mean, that's the thing is, even if we did think of what it is, I don't know if we're gonna know the name of it
from China.
Turnover. It's like, why would it?
Oh, I want to get an Italian. Could it be croissant?
Croissant could be it.
That's not Italian. That was
no, it's not.
I'm an idiot.
I can't think of anything other than Zeppeli. I can't even think of a single Italian pastry other than Zeppeli, lobster claw, cannoli, and
cannoli.
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 Is that a turnover?
No.
I don't think it
is. Yeah.
Can we just say
what is a turnover, though? Okay, let's just say Zeppeli.
Yeah, let's find out what the fuck a turnover is, because I know he's looked it up by now. We're going to say Zeppeli.
Okay.
What is it?
A Zeppeli is a kind of fritter, actually.
Yes, it's very similar.
The answer that I'm looking for is Mount Stromboli. Mount Stromboli. It is the northernmost island of the Lipari Islands. It kind of sits above the tip of the boot. Like you can imagine, it's going to kick that volcano. It's about 5 square miles wide. It's been in almost continuous eruption for the past 2,000 to 5,000 years.
Is that a fucking turnover, you piece of shit?
You said pastry. I didn't say pastry. I said turnover.
It is not a turnover.
Mark, can you look up Stromboli on Wikipedia for me while I explain some background information here?
Absolutely.
There are 3 active craters at the peak of Mount Stromboli. The popular Schiara del Fuoco, or Stream of Fire, a big horseshoe-shaped depression created in the last 13,000 years by several collapses on the northwestern side of the cone. The last serious eruption was in 1921. Only a few hundred people live on the island. Its beaches are popular with tourists, as are the dates and olives that grow there. And it is believed to be the inspiration of Mount Doom in Lord of the Rings. Apparently, Tolkien was on a boat, according to one of his friends, and saw it in the distance and was like, I have to write about that place. That is epic. The Lighthouse of the Mediterranean.
That's badass.
Totally skip that. The Lighthouse.
Not a turnover, though.
Stromboli is a type of turnover filled with various Italian cheeses.
Thank you, Mark.
Typically mozzarella and usually Italian cold cuts. Typically Italian meats such as salami. Capicola.
What? Gabagool.
What is a turnover?
Yeah, I'm looking it up. What is a turnover?
I think it's just a, it's like a type of sandwich, like a closed sandwich where you put some kind of filling inside of bread and you like flip it and then you turn it over.
See, that's a, see these pictures of the turnover that Dallas is right, triangle, and it's flipped and there's fruit in it. Okay.
A Stromboli. It can't be.
A Stromboli is rolled in a spiral. That is not a fucking turnover.
A turnover is a type of pastry or bread made by placing a filling on a piece of dough, folding the dough over, sealing it, and baking it. That's a turnover. We've learned something here today.
All you got to do is turn it over.
Strombolis were made in were invented in Philadelphia, which is
it's a Philadelphian turnover, then, not an Italian turnover.
Yeah.
Interesting. Was it named after the volcano then? That's what I want to know. Yeah, was the food named after the volcano as well? That would be a cool.
There are several claims regarding the origin of the usage of the name Stromboli for food in the United States. Romano's Italian restaurant and pizzeria claims to have first used the name in 1950 in Essington, Pennsylvania, just outside Philadelphia, courtesy of Nazarino Romano, an Italian immigrant. The pizzeria owner had experimented with pizza imbottita, or stuffed pizza, and added ham, cotechino sausage, cheese and peppers into a pocket of bread dough. His future brother-in-law suggested he name it after the recently released movie Stromboli, notorious for an off-screen affair between married actress Ingrid Bergman and married Dr. Roberto Rossellini, resulting in a love child. And then another guy said that he also named a turnover after the same movie, but his version appears to only share the same name as the commonly accepted version of the Stromboli, and is significantly different from the Philadelphia turnover version that is usually defined as a Stromboli.
Kind of like a Daddy Longlegs thing going on there, where it's two different Mike things Aquino. With the same name.
No relation.
Wow.
Stromboli.
And they also explained the difference between Stromboli and a calzone, which I always get confused.
Well, you know, Stromboli has that spiral pattern.
I was going to say calzone is more turnover-like.
Yeah, it's more enclosed.
But I think they would both be considered turnovers. I feel comfortable with my question.
Strombolis are always stuffed and folded into a crescent. It's more about the volcano's name. I'm sorry. Calzones are always stuffed and folded into a crescent shape. A Stromboli is typically folded or folded into a cylinder, kind of like a or what's it called? The other thing with a cream in it. That we were talking about earlier. The thing you said, the dessert.
Cannoli.
The calzone. Yeah, cannoli.
Stromboli was a savory
cannoli.
In the Duggan household.
Savory cannoli. Okay. Good band name. For my question.
Maybe a bad band name. I don't know.
Okay.
Let it ride. Let's see what happens.
Okay. Originally a French portmanteau combining the words for shoe and boot. What word means to willfully destroy?
Willfully destroy, and it's a French portmanteau of
combining the words
and
shoe.
Shoe and boot.
And
shoe
boot.
Demolish. Obliviate.
Obliterate?
Obliterate.
Obliviate.
That's the Harry Potter spell. It is obliterate.
Willfully what?
Destroy. Yeah. So like to purge or...
Boy.
And it's a portmanteau. I don't know boot or shoe in French.
I don't.
Do you guys know?
Das Boot.
That'd be German.
Germany getting a lot of play, getting a lot of love in this episode.
This is a very European episode. We've got willfully a lot of Italian destroy. Chefs with our could, questions.
Could it be something along the lines of like a martyr or suicide, something like that? Willfully destroy?
I
shoe aside.
Maybe, but the boot and shoe thing is throwing me off with that.
That's all I got.
Obliterate.
Obliterate.
It just doesn't sound French enough. It could be, maybe, but a portmanteau. So it's two words combined together.
The silence is deafening.
Yeah, I mean, we're all indie sussing right now, independently sussing.
Yeah.
Indie suss of the year.
I just keep trying to think of words that are like... Well, I thought obliterate initially because there's like a French dungeon called an oubliette, and it was like a type of like that you like they would put people in it, and it was basically like the way it was constructed. It was like this big like hole in the ground, and there's this little slit for light, and like more often than not, you're put in an oubliette, like you're just like fucking forgot about, like no one was coming back for you.
But what are the two words in there? I see what you're saying, and that sounds good. But what are the, like, is it ugly and irate? Yeah. Like,
it's German.
French is French. The French words. Is yeah. The French words for boot and shoe. Cobbler, podiatrist. Yeah, it's, I mean, I like the way that this question, I don't know the answer, but I like the way that this question is set up. It's got, you know, just asking for the definition for one half, and then the hints are the French shoe and boot thing. It's well constructed.
Yes,
the
portmanteau
coming together. I mean, I guess we might as well go with obliterate. I'm drawing a huge blank on
that. Yeah, I don't know. I'm just not thinking of something.
I got nothing.
Obliterate.
I'm sorry, that's incorrect. Named after workers who were wearing wooden shoes called sabots. Sabotage.
Oh.
Sabotage is the correct answer.
I knew we were forgetting one.
Mm-hmm. Listen, all y'all.
It's a very French word after you hear it. Yeah.
Okay.
It's sabotage. Yeah.
I can see that now.
Like sabotage.
It. Dallas, your next question.
Please, yes. Daddy. Feed me a question.
This is going to be... I'm going to change it up a little bit. It's it's because the mother question is really hard. I feel like maybe okay. So I'm going to change
fair
it.
Enough.
That's something to ask. It's during boy band trivia. I'm going to give you lyrics to a song, a boy band song released in 1978. If you know what song it is, yeah. I've seen the lightning leave me. I've changed my life completely. My baby just can't take her eyes off me.
And you want us to identify the song or the artist? Or
the
both?
Song.
Can I get the lyrics one more time?
I've seen the lightning leave me. I've changed my life completely. My baby just can't take her eyes off me.
And you said this was a boy band?
Yes.
From 78?
Yes.
Is it the Monkees? That'd be 78, right? Could be the Beatles, because they're literally a boy band.
78? Is that right?
They stopped in 70, didn't they? Like 1979.
Yeah, they did. Just a boy band. Jesus.
They are.
Maybe you could just give me the band. It might be a little too crazy.
Could it be the Jacksons? Maybe minus Michael? I don't know when he left. I know they tried to keep it together without him.
See, this is one of those things where it's like, am I going to just like rack my brain for what will end up being a song or a band that I don't know?
Could it be Want You Back by the Jacksons? Is 78 too late for that?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was early 70s.
He was doing like adult Michael stuff by 79, right? Like he had grown up.
Yeah, I would say that he was doing like off the wall late 70s.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So that
what if it's
fit.
The Monkees?
I mean, the Monkees were before that.
60s, right?
Yeah.
I thought they were
early 70s.
I mean, I'm sure they were still like writing shit. Could it be the Beach Boys? They were writing bullshit still, like without. With like Mike Love leading the band.
I've seen my lightning leave me. My girl can't take her eyes from me.
ABBA isn't a boy band. That's like a boy and girl band.
Ooh, next song coming up on Lyrics to Go.
Take a chance on me.
Taking a chance on me.
Boy, late 70s boy bands. That's deep. I mean, when I think boy bands, I'm like automatically going to like 90s, 2000s.
Well, that's
you have to recognize. Thing.
What about
the breadth of the genre?
Yes.
When was that?
I used the Bengals as a girl band. And I was like, hey, yeah, throw some of that in there.
Mm-hmm.
Was New Kids on the Block, the Wahlbergs?
Yeah, yeah, and that was 90s.
Okay, that's what I thought. I wasn't sure if they
I'd love the idea of a 70s New Kids.
What would that sound like?
There's Menudo. There's... That's also 90s, 80s.
How are you defining boy band? Let me ask you this.
Mm-hmm.
That's a question.
Yeah.
I just said that.
I would think it would be teen boys. Don't necessarily play their own.
Not necessarily teen, but young gentlemen. Yeah. It's usually put together by like some producer, figurehead, something along like that.
A constructed group.
Yeah, constructed group. Not a natural occurring.
So even the Beach Boys wouldn't really fit. I mean, I guess their sound, I would maybe put them in the boy band category, but they did form organically. Didn't 98 Degrees also form organically?
Maybe.
Like, there's like one guy that was like, there was no producer. Like, one of the guys in the group was like, I want to make a boy
band.
Let's
do it. Yeah.
Yeah.
And the two cousins.
Anyway.
I saw the lightning leave me.
Mm-hmm. I've changed my life completely. My baby just can't take her eyes off me.
Oh, there goes my phone.
Milli Vanilli.
I'm just
a boy band of two.
Yeah.
Drawing a blank here. I can't think of any 70s boy bands. 78.
I just can't get fucking God only knows out of my head.
Sorry.
Ew. Oh, yeah. I was thinking of only God knows why.
Who are Jackson adjacent?
I changed my life completely.
It fits.
It's a bless you. This it reminds me of I told Andrew Bernard about this, but he had forgotten the fact that you can interchange the lyrics to Welcome Home Sanitarium by Metallica and Strong Enough by Sheryl Crow, and work perfectly.
There's a mashup.
Oh yeah. Tell me about it.
I want to hear that. Ooh.
Yeah, tried some time. It's very, very fun. I don't know which one is. I think singing Strong Enough with the lyrics of No Crack Door. No, what is it?
What the music of?
No locked doors, no windows barred. No things to seem, make my brain seem scarred. Oh, so good.
That's nice.
Sleep, my friend, and you will see. Your dream is my reality.
Yeah.
That does fit perfectly.
So, yeah, it's nuts. It's very, very fun. Damn, man. 78.
Mm-hmm. It's so early.
It's like late disco. Mm-hmm. Boy band.
The Bee Gees?
Maybe.
The Bee Gees is a... Well, I mean, they're not a put-together band. Right, yeah. They're all brothers, but...
Who put them together?
You three ever think about singing together?
Their mom and dad. Mommy and daddy.
Well, if they're... I will say, if their mother and father put them together, I would... say that they were constructed. They were put together.
Is it
the Bee Gees are a good guess. I mean,
I'm not
70s.
Was the Partridge Family? Did the Partridge Family have like a boys? I don't
the
know,
mom was spin-off? In the group.
I don't know.
Yeah, but they were a little earlier.
I would call them a family band more than like a boy band.
Well, they were also earlier. I don't think they were doing much in the 70s. I think they were like 60s.
What about the Osmonds? That boys? There was
I think they were the same thing. They were kind of like 60s.
Okay. Well, I don't know then. I don't know.
Bee Gees were around and doing better stuff before disco. That's when they were doing I Started a Joke.
Great song.
Fucking fantastic song. Have you ever heard Faith No More's cover of it?
No.
Oh.
Chef's Kiss.
Yeah.
It's so good.
You had me at Faith No More.
Huh?
You had me at Faith No More.
Yeah. But I couldn't see. They were laughing at me.
Did we ever talk did we ever talk on the podcast? The first time I ever heard that song was a commercial for The State.
What?
On MTV. No.
Wow. And it was all of them sitting in a park crying with the reviews they had gotten for the show. They were all terrible reviews. And it was that song over it.
Wow.
And they were all just like crying and like falling on each other and stuff. I think I found the commercial once, but like The State was so far ahead of its time, you know, like they were panned by critics. Everyone hated it. And they went on to do all this.
No one understood
shit.
That's the first song on a playlist I'm working on right now called Sad Bastard Music.
Ooh. I got some for you off mic. All right, I have actually a sad playlist that I made for a friend of mine.
Nice.
You know, guys, now we're just talking to each other.
Yep.
People are listening going, what the fuck is going on here? Well, let's see the Bee Gees.
Well,
let's
do it. Maybe take away the boy band. Just a band of all men. Because I'm not sure of how you guys are thinking the definition. Well, to me, it's boy band 100%, but you may...
Yeah.
Like a pop group? Too many qualifiers. Male pop group?
That's a no.
It's
Dallas, what's happening here?
We just had a debate about what's pop. I don't want to put definitions on anything because, like,
give me the lyrics one more time.
I've seen the lightning leave me. I've changed my life completely. My baby just can't take her eyes off me. I would put it in the pop realm.
Changed my life completely.
And just for the record, Smooth is totally a rock song.
And out of curiosity, do you know this is a song we know?
I would slap myself in the balls if you've never heard the song. I'm pretty sure you know the song.
So you're going to slap yourself in the balls if I never heard the song.
He sounds impossible. Pretty sure, Mark. Yeah. I mean,
very excited.
I have no idea.
I don't know. I don't know.
1978, Talking Heads.
There's a girl in the Talking Heads. That would be an awful band to do for.
Yeah.
Tina Weymouth is over there.
Yeah, are they a boy band?
Guys. I felt the
New Order.
I saw the lightning.
You guys were really close earlier. Incredibly close.
Oh, no. So it's not the Bee Gees.
Did you see the Jackson?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's as soon as you said you were really close earlier, I was thinking the Jacksons. Do you want to say the Jacksons?
Or the Jackson 5? They're all...
Well, it would have been just the Jacksons, I think, at that point. They kept going
on. Yeah, but they're not... He said we were close, indicating that we did not say it. But let's go with the Jacksons. It's our best guess.
We're going to say the Jacksons.
That is correct.
Whoa! Yes. But you wanted the song in the first place anyway, right? Is it... Well, if it's not... I don't know any Jackson songs, actually. I only know Jackson 5 songs.
What is it?
Want you back.
I've seen the lightning leave me. I've changed my life completely. My baby just can't take her eyes off me. Don't blame it on the sunshine.
Oh,
don't blame it on the moonlight.
Okay.
Don't blame it on a good time. And it was like, because it's got that boogie Motown. Yep. I don't want to say it's just straight pop, but sort of at that time.
Your balls are safe today.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was like,
good one. Why not? Good one.
A little too up.
All right, Mark.
Is it me?
It's now your turn. No, it's my turn.
I was going to say. Right. I thought I had some time.
Let's see here.
All right.
So I have to take off the mnemonic device question because I did run that one by Kyle.
I was so excited about that mnemonic.
We'll get to it next time or next time.
All right.
Because next time is 150.
Ooh.
Yeah. Do you guys want a technology question or a famous disasters question?
I guess technology.
Yeah, both of those are not really super strong points of mine.
I'll take technology.
Then let's do technology. Do it.
Yeah. Okay. In what decade was the first commercially available 3D printer sold?
I want to say, I was just reading about 3D printers because there's a 3D printing question for Twitch trivia. And it's like really early. It was like, well, commercially available. They were 3D printing in like the 40s. And like experimentally. But commercially sold, it's like the 70s or 80s, I think.
Yeah, I know they had a big boom of them probably around like 20 years ago of being sold commercially, but they could have been commercially available, just not very popular at that time.
70s sounds right to me. I know there was a bunch of stuff going on then. 70s, 80s.
Commercially, you think you could do it then? Because people still use the practical effects and things like that for a lot of stuff. I'm like, what?
I mean, I guess it all depends on what you mean by commercially available. Yeah. Like, this is
meaning
not,
it's not built by like a university, you know, to be used for scientific purposes.
You can just like buy it.
Yeah, you can order it as a business.
You order it as a business, like, I mean, I don't know, 80s.
I'm feeling 80s.
It's the 80s and I'm down with the ladies.
But, yeah, I'm not confident.
I feel like it's just later, but
you'd be surprised. They were
amazing. Well, I mean, obviously this is going to be a surprising answer.
Yeah, no matter what.
You know what I mean? Like, he wouldn't ask if it was obviously like the 2000s. Like, 90s, I think we'd all be like, oh, okay, right on the tail end of the 90s. 80s would be a shock.
70s would be
would be like almost like, oh, like, what the fuck are we talking about here? Now the other thing we have to consider is when you talk about 3D printing, is it the same kind of 3D printing we're thinking of now, or is it like some other thing where it's like originally 3D printing was done with
I'm going to assume it's like primitive versions of like 3D printing as we know it
like
today.
The 1920s, but they were doing it with like
they have been
rats that had meth injected in them or something.
3D printing itself is like something completely different, though. I think of like even the peeps, they're constructed and made, but they're not printed in a way like you're literally layer by layer printing this.
Mm-hmm.
What would someone need to buy one for in the 70s?
Drugs. Drugs is the answer to everything in the 70s, I think. Cocaine.
Cocaine and lobster. Yep. Yeah. I'm down for
lobster. By the way, Dallas and I, new podcast, Cocaine and Lobster.
Cocaine and Lobster.
It's like cocaine and rhinestones, but for seafood.
All right.
I'm in. Do you want to say 80s?
I want to say 80s.
Let's say 80s.
We're going to say 1980s.
We are on a roll now. Yes. That's correct. 1986. The SLA-1, with a patent given to Charles Chuck Hill.
Slay.
Owning a 3D, this is off of Wikipedia here, owning a 3D printer in the 80s cost upward of $300,000. Accounting for inflation as of 2016, that price would be $650,000. And it was the same stereolithography process of printing individual layers out of photopolymers with impinging radiation, particle bombardment, chemical reaction, or just ultraviolet light lasers.
This is how you get Hulks.
Yeah. You want Hulks? This is how you get Hulks. Mark.
It's me.
Mm-hmm.
It's time for the last question of the second round. Which question do I want to ask you here? Let's go with this one. The word plumbus.
Plumbus.
Is associated with what chemical element?
Iron.
Plumbous.
The only plumbus I know is for Rick and Iron. Morty.
That's what I was going to say. That was my first thought. I was like, Rick and Morty.
Yeah, plumbus.
This is how they
do it. Yeah, why? PB is iron.
Right.
And that's where the word plumber comes from.
Mm-hmm. Okay, iron pipes.
Yeah.
I gotcha. Plumbus. Yeah. Sure.
Son of a bitch.
Christopher Plumbus.
Yeah. If you guys have any other, like, sauces.
Nope.
But,
nope.
I'm not even going to do anything. No other sauces.
That sounds good.
It sounds really good. It logically makes sense to me.
Iron.
Incorrect.
Damn it.
PB is the symbol for lead.
Oh, my. Oh, I'm stupid. Lead I meant pipes. Lead. I'm pregnant. Okay, that's what I meant. That's what I meant. It's lead pipes.
Yeah.
Princess Bubblegum.
Yeah.
Lead.
Lead.
Yeah. Lead we didn't pipes. Even catch that. No. We just accepted it.
Right away.
Yeah, you guys just gobbled that down.
Accepted it.
Yeah.
That's what I meant, though.
What is steel? S?
Fine.
Okay, then I'll give it to you, because that's what she meant. Ding, ding, ding.
No, I can't think in faith do that. Dallas, your last question of the round.
Please and thank you.
I like how Bayou walked in here earlier just to sit down and fart and then left.
Such
and then
a took piece off. Of shit.
As soon as you fed him, he's like, thanks, Dad.
Yep. Yeah, look what I made.
Bye.
I made this for you.
He's what? Training you for a child.
There you go. He's going to throw up on you time. Later. Sorry.
What actress and talk show host formed and fronted the metal band Wicked Wisdom, with her husband being the executive producer on the band's self-titled album released in 2006.
Jada Pinkett Smith.
Does she host a talk show?
Yes, it's Jada Pinkett Smith.
The Red Table?
It's Jada Pinkett Smith. I'm 100% confident on this.
Are you sure you don't mean someone else? Mark,
let me calm your nerves here. I also am 100% certain that it's Jada Pinkett Smith.
We're going to say...
Because, well, yeah. We'll say it.
Jada Pinkett Smith.
That's correct.
Okay.
Yes. Because recently, Willow... got the band back together for Jada's birthday and covered one of their songs, mm-hmm. which I think is just an awesome
it was amazing.
Gift, basically.
It was.
That is
it was
yeah.
really cool. Mm-hmm.
Is yeah. that what inspired this
yes,
question?
Yes, 100%.
Yeah, so we'll post a link to that in the show notes.
It's really good.
It's really nice. Good. Mm-hmm. Willow kills mm-hmm. it.
She does.
Yep.
I was going to guess like Siri, Sally, Jesse, Raphael, or somebody.
You mean Roseanne, Roseanne, Dana.
The lady with the red glasses?
Yep.
Right. Okay.
You could see her like doing like a punk thing early on or something. You know?
Those are bright.
Yeah, I mean, really glasses. Early, like 78 yeah, probably. Yeah. You know?
I was like throwing that year in there in case you weren't sure, you might have been able to figure out there a little bit.
Yeah. I don't know that I would have gotten that without that actually popping up. Without so we must have there. Been on the same algorithm mm-hmm. there.
The mm-hmm. year is 1978.
I thought that was really cool.
Sally Jesse Raphael is fronting a post punk band
with RuPaul.
And right. the Jacksons have put out that one song without Michael. It was a good year.
All right. And you could buy a 3D printer if you had $650,000.
Right.
Not 78.
Yeah.
Got to wait a little bit for that.
Come on now.
All right. Let's take a little break.
Jesus.
All right.
All right, Dad.
It's right. training.
Right, we're back. No Rate My Questions. We're just a little short on time this week, but we would love for you to send in some Rate My Questions either to our phone number 1-929-356-6966 or nonsensetrivia@gmail.com. It's episode 150 next week, so please give us a call. 50.
Wow.
That's beautiful.
We would love to hear your
also,
calls.
Also, how many downloads do we need to get to a 500,000 by next week? Can we rally the troops? Do we need to get everybody to push listen?
Let's like rally. Episode? We're going to need everybody that's listening to this to share this episode with approximately 1,000 friends and family members each.
Perfect.
And then we will... No, actually, let's see here. Let me do the math real quick.
Okay.
if everybody listening to this shares it with
40
people, mm-hmm. we would actually do it.
Okay.
So,
or go back and listen to
40
your favorite episodes.
Yeah, everybody would have to do that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Hey, you got time.
You can either share can it once it. Or you can spend
80
hours re-listening to old episodes. Your choice.
Make you a
I
choice.
I guess, technically yeah. speaking, you could. I,
or
if
both.
You download the episode, yeah. does it count? Well, just tell a bunch
if
of people.
If you play it on Spotify, that counts as a download for our purposes.
There you go. I don't want you to do a Sleepify thing like Wolfpack where you play episodes and just fall asleep to them. Yeah, I want these to be legitimate numbers. All right.
Know what you're doing.
Man, yeah. holy cow.
That yeah, would be
we
cool
could actually
to
get everybody to get us to 500,000 by our 150th episode. But dang.
Yeah, that's about 80,000 downloads we need this week.
Okay,
so.
Okay. Well,
we can do it.
Get on it, folks. But really, we do want you to call in as well.
Yes.
Give us a call. We'll play your call next
call
week.
Call in, Hanks.
And you also send us a Rate My Question.
Call in, Firth.
Yeah.
Oh, and those. Also call in, Mockery.
Any Collins, any Mikes, we want you specifically to sign up for Patreon. Collins can call in. Mike, sign up for Patreon.
Yes.
And if you have a different name, we'll figure it out at some point. All right. It's time for our final round of questions. Dallas, would you mind doing us the honors of kicking off our third round?
Yes. Hopefully this one's a little bit easier.
It's no big deal, even if it's tough. We love to learn.
We do.
The cavity magnetron is part of what World War II technology whose misinformation propaganda was used to mask its capabilities. This led directly to a common misconception about a vegetable's health benefit.
Wow.
Okay.
A lot going on in here.
Can we get that one more time?
Let me... take out the cavity magnetron and make it a little bit easier.
Uh-oh. Okay. I just like that make part. It just the cavity magnetron.
Yeah, it's a part of World War II technology, and misinformation propaganda about it was used to mask its capabilities. This directly led to misinformation about a vegetable's health benefit.
The misinformation about the vegetable's health benefit, the first thing that came to my mind is that carrots give you better night vision.
But I thought that was actually true, that the beta carotene in carrots is actually really good for your eyesight.
Yeah, that I mean that kind of fits in also with our sus last week with Greg and Allison about the carotene thing.
Yeah. You
know? I my thought went to spinach, because spinach was once believed to have 10 times the amount of iron in it. And that's why Popeye eats it. And that I know that misinformation came about around World War II.
Ooh, that's
as
interesting.
Well.
That's not a bad.
But what weapons technology? You're saying there was this is related to some kind of
weapons technology.
Is the question what the weapon is?
What the weapons technology? Well, yeah. not weapon, just
what the technology.
Technology.
Is. Wi-Fi? Mm-hmm. I don't know, maybe something
Wi-Fi
about
Wi-Fi wasn't actually like it was technically developed by Hedy Lamarr, but they didn't actually take any of her research seriously, so they actually didn't do anything with it until much later. So, like, yeah.
Could it be a radio thing?
Call my girl Lamar. She give me the heady. That's a rap line you can take.
Oh, you just wrote that?
Yep.
Ooh, call me
okay,
Dumbledore,
that's a good one,
because I'm the head the master.
I thought you were quoting something.
That's good. I don't think I understand this question.
I don't know. Weapon technology?
So, I think I got it. It's yeah. it's the weapon technology led to a misunderstanding about the nutritional benefit of a vegetable.
Yes.
And what weapon technology was that?
Microwave
emitters? Weaponized technology.
Not weaponized.
Oh, okay.
It was just created in World War II.
The cavity magnetron, now, that sounds like something that would be in a microwave oven.
Yeah.
The magnetron. I think that is a part of that. I think that's the part.
A microwave.
Yeah. Microwaves. I like that. And maybe it zaps all the iron out of the spinach or something like that.
There is,
I don't know if the spinach thing is connected.
There is like a, I don't know if this is how, I mean, I haven't done my hardcore research on this, but from what I understand, like if you microwave food, it does like decrease its nutritional value. That's why I remember this back when Elliot was a baby, that like if you like store your breast milk don't put it in the microwave, heat it up on the stovetop, because you want to keep most of those nutrients.
You do plan on selling some of your breast milk to bodybuilders, right?
No, I do not.
It's all for me, dude.
Trying to bulk up.
Oh, yikes.
You guys are going to do some of that. You guys are going to do some of that, the boys role playing, or you're going to dress as Homelander.
Oh, I'm not that far.
Wait, what?
They've alluded to that.
Oh, I no. Think. Seriously?
He's
oh,
got a mommy
yeah,
milk
that was
going
like...
on. Mommy milky. Yeah.
Oh, no. So cringe.
Latch on, Lee.
Let's go with microwave.
Okay. We're going to go with microwave.
Microwave technology.
That is incorrect. You guys were so close, and I was hoping you would keep going down that area. It is the common misconception that carrots are better for your sight.
Oh,
I'm
really?
Sorry. Could you just say that a little bit louder?
The common misconception that carrots are better for your sight. They do help, but it's such a minuscule. It's more of like eye strength in general.
Yeah, thank you.
But what basically happened was radar is the equipment. They would be blitzing the Allied force. The Allied force, the Axis forces would come blitzing us, and they needed some way to be able to see them. The capacity magnetron was a part of the that it was able to the. I can't remember what the precursor was, but it's just putting out little signals, and they were able
from
to
the
make,
ground.
Yes, from the ground, able to make it small enough to be on airplanes, so they could go out at night and shoot them down. Which they didn't want anyone to know how they did it, even though it's kind of somewhat obvious. So they're like. Oh, our pilots eat their carrots, and
okay. And
that just bled on and bled on and bled on to the
gotcha.
States.
No, okay, sorry, there. Mark, you were right on that one.
It's okay.
Yeah.
All right. I think it's your turn.
Oh, and you're gonna go last. I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
Val McKee is the main character of what horror comedy movie released in the early 90s? Val McKee, VALMC, big KEE, is the main character of what horror comedy movie released in the early 90s?
Can't be a scary movie. That was like late 90s.
Yeah.
Little Monsters, starring Fred Savage and Howie Mandel. I don't think Val was his name, though.
My boyfriend's back?
Don't know it.
Val. Is Val a he or a she?
I was guessing it was a lady, but I'm
short
not sure.
For
it could be.
Like Val Kilmer?
Mm-hmm, exactly. Val McKeelmer.
Yeah. Val McKeelmer.
The computer wore tennis shoes. No, that's 80s and not horror. Early 90s horror comedy. Idle Hands was late 90s.
Mm-hmm. I was thinking some kind of Casper or like Drop Dead Fred.
Could be
Drop Dead Fred.
Would you consider Drop Dead Fred a horror?
Horror, that's why I wasn't sure
the
about
The Frighteners?
Yeah.
That was in early 90s. That was late 90s. What about, I was thinking my boyfriend's back is about like a late girl whose boyfriend comes back as a zombie. That could be considered horror. And it is like supposed to be like funny.
Okay.
I don't remember the lead character's name though.
So I married an axe murderer? Something like that?
Oh, maybe that's the name of the girl.
I would say that's more of like a thriller comedy. Yeah. Horror. There's not a lot of horror elements in that, and even the thrills are pretty light.
Yeah, they are.
When did the third Evil Dead movie come out? Was that early 90s?
Army of Darkness.
That was the third one. This one's in it. That was 80s, wasn't it?
Yeah, and. That's Ash Williams as the lead character.
Yeah. I know. Yeah, I guess you're
right. It's got the horror, the gore. Definitely a comedy.
Society?
That's not a comedy.
Oh, yeah.
We live in society.
It's more of a satire, I guess.
Yeah.
Horror.
Horror comedy. Early 90s horror comedy. Oh.
Death Becomes Her.
That's exactly what I was going to say.
With the dead body.
That's exactly
yes.
what I was just about to say. Yes. I don't know if that's early 90s.
That is early 90s.
It is. It is.
Solidly
I couldn't
early
remember
90s.
What it was
right
called.
Right alongside Captain Ron.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like those movies came out at about the same time. Or Hocus Pocus.
Who was the main in that? Was that Mike? No, it wasn't Mike Myers. Oh, who was it?
I'm not sure. John Cleese? No. Goldie Hawn was in it.
Yes.
Goldie Hawn, and Meryl Streep, and Richard Dreyfuss. Wasn't it Richard Dreyfuss?
Yes.
Or was it Bruce Willis?
Bruce Willis.
I think it was Willis.
Mm-hmm. Was it? I think you're right.
Am I mixing that up with another movie?
I thought maybe they both were in it. I don't know.
There was a Tales from the Crypt movie. Those don't, I mean, I think that the monologues are funny, but the stories themselves aren't really comedy.
They usually stick with the horror. Like
you want to go with Death Becomes Her?
I really do.
Yeah.
Let's do it. Death Becomes Her.
Sorry, that's incorrect.
Damn it.
It was a role portrayed by Kevin Bacon in 1990.
Tremors?
With the movie Tremors.
Ooh. That's comedy?
Tremors.
Yeah.
I wouldn't, I don't know.
When's the last time you saw Tremors?
In a while.
And Reba.
That's ridiculous, yeah.
You girl
isn't Reba McEntire in that?
She is. Sure is. Yes.
You may remember her from my Facebook post in which you had to uncover her because she was
uncover Reba.
Yeah. Well, it was one of those funny because a lot of people, you know, put a picture up and then a bunch of people put it, so you have to uncover the photo, and it just ended up being her.
Okay, my last question for you guys is a 90s music question.
Yeah.
Right.
I just
what was
feel
that
like
noise?
What lead single for 1994's Reality Bites became the first ever to hit number one on the Billboard charts by an artist who wasn't signed to a major label? What lead single for 1994's Reality Bites became the first ever to hit number one on the Billboard charts by an artist who wasn't signed to a major label?
I have never seen Reality Bites.
I knew this and I can't remember it. I'm 99% sure that I wrote this as a trivia question and did not use it.
Let me say something to you and see if it jars anything in your mind. Lisa Loeb, Stay.
Yes, that's it.
So I know that she did not have an album yet. I know it was released in the mid-90s. I know that I got a little chub boner every time I saw her because I thought she was super hot.
She was super hot.
And she's got that like nerdy, and she's still super hot.
Mm-hmm.
I know that there was no album yet, and they were kind of like, oh shit, like the song is taking off. You say, I only hear what I want to. Was it on the single soundtrack? I don't know. Was it on the Reality Bites soundtrack? I could see it more likely being on the Reality Bites soundtrack than the single soundtrack. That is the main thing that I've got. I mean, what else could it be?
I will tell you, I know now 100% it is Lisa Loeb. I cannot say if it is that track. That one makes a sense, but I feel very confident.
Single, yeah. I mean, it was a huge single and it had no album behind it.
Did any of the other tracks, I can't remember, did any of her other tracks have a, trying to remember, because this was, trying to think of it could, I don't want to go off from that, I know that was her first
wearing
one.
Headphones.
What's, I Do, no.
Are you talking about her?
Yeah, Lisa Loeb.
I don't know any of the songs she did. I do know that she did not have an album when that came out, though. For absolute certain. Mm-hmm. I would slap myself in the nuts if she had an album when that came out.
Was that her first?
Yes. That was like...
Let's go with that one.
The song.
Yeah.
How do you feel?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're going to say Stay by Lisa Loeb.
Hey. Well done. Perfectly sussed, Mark. That's right. Stay, parenthetical title, I Missed You.
Yay!
By Lisa Loeb. And do you know the group that she performed that with? It's actually credited to her and the group.
Yes, Lisa Loeb and the Nine Stories.
Very good.
God damn.
Very good.
Yeah, for the win.
Yes.
Now, what artist did she originally write that song for?
Ooh, this I don't know. Is it a male or female?
Male artist, half of a duo from the 80s.
John Oates.
The other one,
Daryl Hall.
Daryl Hall song competition, but she decided to ultimately keep the song for herself. She played it for her friend and New York City neighbor, Ethan Hawke, who submitted it to Ben Stiller, the director of Reality Bites.
He directed that?
Yes. I think it might have been his first directorial
movie
before
sense.
Cable Guy. Hawke would later go on to direct the very simple music video for Loeb. Featuring a cat in an empty apartment. The song was number one for 3 weeks.
A cat and a girl wearing cat's eyeglasses.
Mm-hmm. And Loeb had the distinction of being the only artist to hit number one without being signed to a major label for 19 years until what other song?
Was it Chance the Rapper?
Nope.
94. You said 20 years to the date?
19 years later.
Ooh. 19. Okay. So 94. 2013.
This was a, I think, record of the year winner.
2013.
Song of the year, basically.
Oh, Chocolate Rain.
That's what I was thinking, but no. I was like, that seems like it's earlier.
Thrift Shop by Macklemore and Ryan Lewis. They were the second, and I believe now those are the two, Lisa Loeb and Macklemore and Ryan Lewis.
That so, is very like interesting. That.
There like you go.
That. Ta-da! Hey, guys, episode 149. Put this episode under your pillow. And the episode fairy will come and they'll leave you in episode 150 on Monday morning, next Monday.
Ooh. Yeah, I hope the episode fairy treats Dallas all right. Because he's in this episode. Don't take him away.
Here you are.
Dallas, is there anything you'd like to plug?
Now listen to one We Do Stuff podcast.
Yes.
Comes out every Monday-ish.
Mm-hmm. You get a double there. You get your no-no, you can hear We Do Stuff.
Back to back.
Mm-hmm. They go well together.
We do no-no stuff.
We do no-no stuff. I believe the end of this month at Downtown 1025, it's going to be a rough one. It's going to be Disney Plus trivia in general. So it could be anything from the catalog whatsoever.
All right.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting.
All right. We pull out of that. So check that out. Check out the We Do Stuff podcast, and we will put a link to that Facebook event for Dallas's Disney Plus trivia in the show notes once there is a Facebook event for that. Is there one yet?
No.
No? Okay. It's coming soon, folks. Coming soon. Dallas, thank you so much for joining us once again on the No-No.
Thank you for having me, Lee. It's been a fun time.
On Facebook, I just saw a post that says I've seen two separate tweets about how William Jackson Harper would be a great Clark Kent / Superman, and how Giancarlo Esposito would be a great Lex Luthor.
Ooh.
Yeah, I love it.
So I had to throw Giancarlo Esposito at least as a perfect Lex Luthor, as per our discussion earlier.
Yeah, once again, great fan casting episode. Tons of cool YouTube. It's not just an audio podcast. It's a YouTube podcast as well, so tons of great video on there. Check that out. Thanks for listening, everyone. Please join us every Monday morning for a new episode by subscribing to the No Nonsense Trivia Podcast on your favorite podcast platform. You can support the No-No in several ways. The easiest by sharing this episode on your social media accounts with your friends.
Here.
You could also leave us a written review on your favorite podcast platform. And you could support the podcast on Patreon by visiting our website, thenono.com, clicking the support link at the top. That'll take you to our Patreon page.
You ended that so weird sounding. Thank you to our Patreon supporters for helping us out with the show. We have some new people. Proverbial Lightkeeper Ricky. Thank you for joining Ricky. The ranks. And the We Do Stuff podcast. Thank you. Give them an applause too. God damn it.
Oh, those assholes. Fucking shitbags.
We owe them a couple months there, so there's six thank yous.
Indeed. Thanks to our quiz daddies, Kyle, Tommy, and Tim. Our team captains, Dylan, Sean, Lydia, Gil.
It's Gil.
Kristen, Fletcher, Aaron, and David Holbrook. David Holbrook. Thanks to our proverbial lightkeepers, John, Adam, Molly, and Ryan, Nicole, Jenny, Christopher, Spencer, Caitlin, Mono. I got so used to you saying Mono earlier. Mo, Nina, Michael, Matthew, Luke, Marissa, Justin, Hank, Nicole Cooper, Carly, Elise, Josh, and Lucas. And thanks to our Rumpelstiltskins, Alex, Doug, Kevin, Sarah, Allison, Paige, Kenya, Jeff, Efren, Steven, Michael C.
Mike, can you believe how good this episode was with Dallas?
It was Michael J.
Mike, just can't believe it, almost.
And Michael Hall coming out with that new episode, new season of Dexter for whatever reason.
Michael C. Hall.
Mm-hmm. You know, I saw this giant thing where they were talking about, like, oh, none of the old cast is coming back, and how, like, they were upset about
Same
it.
Same with
it's
Frasier.
Like, you guys are dead.
Right.
But you're dead.
Yeah.
Like, well, what did you want? Frasier's a different story, because it's like, they didn't all die. But it's like, Deborah's not coming back? It's like, she died.
Yeah.
Why would she come back?
Right.
I like Deborah.
Good point, Mark.
Thanks.
If you'd like to write us with a rate my question or a miscorrection, you can do so at nonsensetrivia@gmail.com or call us at 1-929-356-6966. Please call us. And please follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube at No Nonsense Trivia and on Twitter at No Non Trivia.
Who has a Facebook page? We do. You can join it. Yeah. Just go on Facebook and search for the No Nonsense Trivia Podcast to join us there. And finally, don't forget to leave us a rating on your favorite podcast service.
Five stars only, please. Until next time, No Nonsense, listener.
Have a great week.